May the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord shall be trembles, we have just the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him, I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night. O Lord, how many fold are your works? Your wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and ever, ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to your God. Alleluia, 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 glory to your God. Alleluia, 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 glory to your God, glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, piety, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, Archbishop Anthony, the Honorable Priesthood, the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the President of our nation, for civil and military authorities, the armed forces, and for all authorities, let us pray to the Lord. Mother Abbess Gabriella and the mothers and sisters of the Lido Mission Monastery, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and for every city and countryside and the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Travelers on land, on sea, and in the air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. Remembering our most holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints.
Most holy birth giver of God, have mercy on us.
Let us offer ourselves, one another, and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For to you are due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. No.
Christ the Lord be angry at you, perish in his righteous way, and his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they whom their trust be drawn. Alleluia.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Alleluia.
Lord, how they have been fixed to trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they who save my soul. That is the help of God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cry to the Lord with my voice and hear the voice of the mountain. I lay down and slept, but I woke, for the Lord sustain me. I will not be afraid of the thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, my God.
Stop the enemies and the truth, though we have broken.
out to the Lord with my voice, to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaints before him, I show before him my trouble. When my spirit was fainting within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walked, it had secretly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld that there was no one to move me. Refuge failed me, no one cared for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord, I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am not very well. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I am. Take my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall go down to me. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mind me, please, O Lord, one shall stand. But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be near. First accusations canst thou endure, many perils canst thou abide. Righteous art thou not, seest thou men of speech divine. Till thou hast banished far off the godless, and with only me.
fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give it to them and their seed after them. So I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone am not able to bear you. The Lord your God multiplied you, and here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you just as he said. So I took from you wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men, and made them leaders over you, leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, judges to interpret the law for you. Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, hear the cases between your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother or the resident alien with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall not shrink before any man's presence, for the judgment is God's.
His own.
Reading is from Deuteronomy.
Let us be attentive.
Moses spoke to the sons of Israel. Indeed, heaven and heaven of heaven belong to the Lord your God, also the earth and everything in it. The Lord chose your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, you above all nations, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. The Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, and loves the resident alien, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the resident aliens, for you were resident aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him and hold fast to him, and take oaths in his name. He is your boast and your God, who did these great and glorious things for you, the things you saw with your own eyes.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Wisdom of Solomon.
Let us be attentive.
But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torture will ever touch them. In the eyes of the undiscerning, they seem to have died, and their departure was considered to be misfortune, and their passage from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in man's view they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Though chastened in a few things, great kindness will be shown them. For God tested them and found them worthy of himself. He tested them like gold in a furnace and accepted them as a whole burnt offering. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and they will run about like sparks from straw. They will judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall reign over them unto the ages. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful shall continue with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect.
Let us all say, from our whole soul and from our whole mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Almighty, God of our fathers, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great goodness, we pray you hear us and have mercy. Father Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and for all our brothers in Christ.
glorified is thy name forever. Amen. May thy mercy be upon us, O Lord, even as we have set our hope on thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me in thy statutes. Blessed art thou, Master, make me to understand thy commandments. Blessed art thou, O Holy One, enlighten me with thy precepts. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever, O despise not the works of thy hands. To thee belongs worship, to thee belongs praise, to thee belongs glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us come to God in the prayer of the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Thou must save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us ask of the Lord.
Thank you.
salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light on light of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.